Log Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your lines so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, everybody out there in Beamer land. This is your co-host, Lisa Diamond, and I'm here with Ian Robb today. We do have a special guest on whatever Wednesday. This month, we've been talking about text messaging, prospects and customers and engagement. And if you have anything that you want to share on that later at the end of the show, we will take some updates and questions after we get finished with our special guest. And with that, Ian, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we really think it's important to have good communication between corporate and the field. And the better communication we have is great. So we have a great opportunity to have with us John Rockenstein come join us today. Hey, good morning, John.
Hey, Ian, how are you? Hi, Lisa.
We're doing well. We're doing well. So for some people that are new to Beamer, they might not know who exactly you are, but we all know you run the whole operation over there in corporate land. So why don't you give us a little bit of a background on yourself, how you came involved with Beamer, and what we're focusing on in regards to your position.
Sure, and what a pleasure it is to be on with the field, and thank you, Lisa and Ian, to allow me to spend a few minutes with you guys. So my role is pretty expansive at Beamer. I started in October of 2020, and when I first joined Beamer, I was truly amazed by our product. We have an amazing product that truly can help change lives. And as I was starting to learn about it, I said, this type of product deserves to have what I call a luxury experience. And conversations kept going, and the theory of how we can not only sell luxury, but deliver luxury became part of the Beamer mission and part of its values. And the position I'm in now, Ian and Lisa, involves truly what we call the distributor experience. That entails how the back office is working to make it easier to do business with Beamer, but also to make our distributors and customers feel special. Because without our distributors and customers, we all know there is no Beamer. But more importantly, I've been in this industry of direct sales for almost 10 years now, and I fell in love with it because of the way everyone just cares for each other. There's a true understanding that you don't find in a typical retail business, but in a business like ours, every interaction counts, every conversation matters, and for us, we're selling a very expensive product, but if you look at the way it helps you, it really isn't that expensive when it comes to the value that it adds. So we like to just help educate in that journey, thank everyone as much as we can. So we've actually gone through a rebranding of our name. We were called Customer Service starting in 2022. Let me try that again. We are now Distributor Experience. So everything revolving around making it easier to do business for you, everything we can do to help you grow your business, this is what our team is here for. And that includes, the shipping, the internal operations, the communication out to the field of how we can help you. It's really an exciting time to be at Beamer, and we've seen so many great changes, and we have so many wonderful things on the horizon as well.
No, absolutely, John. I totally agree with you because customer service, yeah, that sounds great, but what you've done is really, let's just say you brought us up a whole new level. It's kind of like going to a nice, you know, resort and being treated like it's a great experience instead of just we have a problem, Houston. So that's for sure. So, hey, Lisa, do you want to ask him any questions right now before I take over?
John, I did want to ask you. I know one of the very noticeable changes when you call distributor experience or the 800 number is at the end or at the beginning, it tells you that you're will have an opportunity to take a survey or answer some questions or leave a message. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Absolutely, Lisa. And this is a topic that I am deeply passionate about, and it's something that I think separates companies from its competitors. And, you know, I typically have been asked over my career to decide or to explain whether we're providing a great experience. So at other companies I've worked at, you know, I've had executive teams say to me, John, are we doing a great job supporting our customers? Because without our customers, obviously, we're not going to grow the way we need to. And I would say, Lisa, up until maybe 5 years ago, most of the time, people in my position would answer that question. And what I learned, and I had some great mentors along the way, is that honestly, my opinion of whether we deliver a great experience is part of the equation, but it's not the answer. The only person or people that can tell us if we're delivering a great experience is our field, is our customers. So we have started this year, and we're very excited to be doing this, is that after every phone interaction with Beamer, we are asking our field to leave us feedback. And every call matters to us. You know, you will hear if you've spoken to me on the phone, you know, I treat every situation as a learning opportunity. I treat every compliment as a way for us to still look at how we can get better. But the only way we're going to know about if we're delivering that great experience, you mentioned, Ian, you know, being at an upgraded event. I believe in this theory, which I call it. I've actually built a lot of materials around it. You hear sports teams throw around, this person just has it. An example I've used is if you go to a really nice restaurant and you have a great server, you know, they just provided a great experience. They, you know, the drinks were perfect. The food was delivered, perfectly cooked. That is an it experience. So we have built internally our own what we call employee reward cards to try and make sure that we can, in our ways, quantify an it experience. So we've been doing that behind the scenes, and we've got an amazing team here from product management and finance and communications, training and development, all of these teams working in the back end to give us the tools to provide this experience. That was what we did, you know, Lisa and Ian, last year. That was the bulk of our 2021. So where do we see the fruits of our labor? It starts with this survey mechanism. So after every call, you will be asked, hopefully, it's a process we're still, you know, ingraining into our team, to take a quick survey. Number one, it will give you an opportunity to share global feedback on Beamer, because one of the options is to leave me a personal voicemail of things that maybe we can do a little bit better. You know, maybe we can be a little bit more clearer about how we communicate, or maybe we can be more specific on how we do that. So that's the message that you'll hear from our distributor experience team. Leave John that feedback because he wants to hear. But the other questions, and it takes about 30 seconds, talk specifically about the interaction you just had. You know, did we listen? How would you rate who you spoke with on the call? And did we answer all your questions? Very quick, but if you put all those together, Ian and Lisa, you have a great experience. And we're taking that data and we're aggregating it so we can share it with not only our internal team, but also with the field. So I'm really excited about this. We've had amazing results so far. You know, as I've come to find out, and it's very similar with other companies that take this approach, the field loves the support team. They love distributor experience. We're going to get them in the future out to more events. Because they truly are, you know, Brad does an amazing job of getting ambassadors to promote Beamer, but you know, our support groups are true ambassadors in their own right. And the survey mechanism allows us to say, you know what, not only does John or Albert think we're providing a great experience, but this is what our distributors are saying, this is what our customers are saying. And the best part about it, too, and I'm always looking at the cup as a little, you know, half full, I want to improve. There's always ways to do something better. So even if you had a great experience and you say to yourself, you know what, I've taken that survey before, don't be shy about taking it again because I want to hear that feedback. Every survey is listened to, and it's put into a collective tracking mechanism. And you never know. That one idea could be, you know, the next idea to create, you know, an even more memorable Beamer experience. So we're really excited about it, and thank you for giving me a second to talk about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess I have to ask this follow-up question, since we're able to leave you a personal message. What's the funniest message you've gotten so far?
that's a good one, Lisa. And I look at it this way. It's we tried on this new menu to make it a little bit more engaging. We took out some menu options, so we just wanted to get you, you know, to the right group. And one of the fun what I call messages we put in there is right as it's transferring you to one of our distributor experience specialists, it talks about beaming you into a distributor experience specialist, and that was our way of humanizing a little bit the experience. I will tell you that we studied a lot of world-class service companies to figure out how they introduce their calls, and I did have somebody who left me a message, and I know this person, and I'll leave it. I won't name any names, but it was very interesting where the message was, you know, it's nice that you say we're beaming you in, John, but it's a little, you know, it was a little on the corny side, too. So I enjoyed the feedback, you know, good or constructive. We've got a lot of great feedback on getting right to a person. And, you know, you're never going to make something that's perfect for everybody. But, you know, I think it's important, Lisa, that everyone understands what we do at Beamer is based on research. It's based on analysis. It's based on data. We have a new team within our operations group that we call Continuous Improvement, CI. This team is doing some amazing data analytics behind the scenes. And, you know, when we make decisions, it's important for the field to understand that we're doing it with best intentions in mind and with a lot of data to back that up.
Beam me up, John. Beam me up. I'm all ready to get beamered up.
Ian, that I'm is- not – I'm a science fiction guy, Ian. So, you know, as soon as I heard that, you know, of course, being beamer and beaming, that's where it came from. But – you know, I'm one of those people that could go watch, you know, any Star Trek show any time of the day. So that was almost like a life-impacting moment for me. But we've had really great feedback on our new menu options, and, you know, we're excited to keep up with the trends to, again, get everybody in the mood to have a great experience with us.
You know, I have to say, from understanding how the Ritz-Carlton works, and they have a great service background and what they do for their clientele, but also working in the health club world, it's that front desk. When they come in, we always said you want to smile everyone that comes in, and you want to say smile when they leave. And I feel like that's what these calls are. I'm getting a smile through that phone, and that's really important. So we want to applaud you. Go ahead, Lisa. Go ahead and do it. We're adding a little smile to our life, so that's important. But it is interesting. I'm sure it was a learning curve for your customer service people. Oh, not customer service. What are we calling them?
Distributor experience specialist.
Say it again, Lisa.
Distributor experience specialist.
With pride. So was there a learning curve with them a little bit to learn so much in front of them? Because they had to answer a lot of questions before they would be sent off to somebody else.
No, I think first off, thank you for the applause. The learning curve is something I look at it more as, you know, you're going to have a continuous curve. And I say that because we live in times where information is disseminated so quickly that you always have to be ready to move to what's next. And the way I introduced my philosophy on delivering a great experience is that you need to be empowered. And when I say empowered, there's nothing more frustrating than to call a company and have to ask, you know, five different managers or supervisors to get something done. And I said, you know, when I first started here, I looked at the room when I first met with them, and I said, you will all have the ability to make the same decisions that I make, and you will all have the confidence to deliver a message that you know I will back you on. So if the curve is always a work in progress, and we're still working on that, but what delivers that in experience, and I think you guys would agree, is confidence. If you are speaking to someone about our Beamer products, about our services, if you're not speaking in confidence, with a tone of confidence, guess what? I can pick up on that in about 2 seconds. And we have such amazing distributors and customers, they pick on it really quickly. So we do everything we can to give them the tools, the training, so they can talk with confidence. And then most importantly, and that's why the surveys are so important, did we deliver the correct information? And that's where the field can hold us accountable, because there is a question that specifically says, you know, did you answer all of my questions? And if we didn't, then, you know, we've still got some work to do there.
John, do you feel that most of the calls that come into the corporate office there, are they coming from the IBDs, the distributors, or are they also majority of customers for Beamer calling in? What's the percentage on that?
The percentage tends to vary, Ian, to be honest, but it's absolutely a distributor-based service center. You know, I have had the question come to me of, you know, why did we go with distributor experience and not customer experience? The message that I tell everyone, that I talk to, that the reps talk to, we love everyone. You know, we love our distributors, we love our customers. But if you had to kind of gauge it right now, I would say it's about an 80-20 split, Ian. It's about 80% are distributors, 20% are customers. Customers come in mostly to speak about, you know, maybe a warranty claim or, you know, a question about the usage of a product. But truly, for us to get where Beamer needs to go to, we've recognized that the connection we make with distributors, you think of customer service, you know, you ask a question, customer service provides an answer. The difference with distributor experience is we will answer your questions, but we want to be a partner. We want to help you utilize your time the most efficient way. And let me give you an example. We've done some tremendous updates to our Beamer back office, and we continue to do so. I can envision, Ian and Lisa, a time when the answers will be so easy to obtain in our back office that, you know what, we'd love to hear from you, but, you know, you can go into our Beamer back office and get your answer there. So the whole concept of customer service is almost Beamer partnership. That's why we're so definitive in our distributor experience, because we're all learning. You know, all of us have been at different levels of our Beamer experiences or different companies. But if you're a new junior IBD in this business, wouldn't it be great that you're not just getting your questions answered, you're getting a path to be as productive as you can? Because the reality is, as both of you know, we have to allow the time for our field to go out there and recruit and sell. I mean, that's the model for direct sales. You need to have that time. And one of our underlying values is, how do we give that time back to you? So it's really, you know, it's an interesting concept, but it's one that we work on every day.
Yeah, John, I just want to follow up with something that you said about the percentages, the 80-20% of IBDs calling in, which I'm kind of happy about, because one of the things that we talk about a lot and we train on, and it gets talked about in academies and advanced training, is that we are the first line of customer service for our customers. We should be servicing them that way and not passing them off. So I'm glad to hear that.
No, and that's great, Lisa. And I, you know, like I said, we are here to help. We are here to make it easier. I will really love getting into these discussions as we move forward, because if you think of how we're utilizing the distributor experience, you know, I would call it the blocking and tackling mode, to use a football metaphor, that we have been putting in the basics. We put in a brand new training program for all of our reps. We put in a new soft skills program, which I actually lead, to help the team understand how to manage conversations. But what I want to, Lisa, is then pivot a little bit and say, how can we take these well-trained, experienced specialists, and how can we partner with you to give you the right time? You know, and there are situations when absolutely we're going to want them to go to you first. But I also think there will be times when you and I can sit down and say, you know what, it's great that I do this for my new distributor, but I also can point them here. Or, you know, by attending an academy, they can do that, and now they can go forward. So I think we're positioning ourselves to allow us to be there how you need us to be there. And right now it's definitely, you know, if it's something the field can help with, that an upline can help with, you know, especially right now, I know the uplines help with orders and managing orders. We look at all of that information and we say, how can we make it easier for our distributors to be successful? So this structure of distributor experience will allow us to be better partners for you. And those answers aren't coming today or tomorrow, but they will come where, you know what, Lisa, maybe you don't want to be that point of contact for every single question. And this is something that, you know, we are going to partner with the field on, and I can't wait to start having some of those discussions.
You know, John, you know, here's a thought, since we're talking about this and talking about communication, is that maybe on the newsletters that we have each month, you can tell us and educate us the top three questions that you might get each month and help educate us so we not keep on asking the same questions over and over again, but put in the news feed in your BBO. What do you think about that?
Love it, love it. You know, Ian, I think communication is something that we can always do more of. You know, the way I look at it is we built this distributor experience, which we launched in January. We're collecting now what we call disposition codes, and this goes right to what you're saying, Ian. So every phone call that comes into Beamer and every ticket that's submitted to Beamer is now tagged with a reason code. And what we're going to do with this data is analyze why people are calling, analyze potential trends. Maybe there's a, you know, something happening that is causing those calls, and then do exactly like you said, utilize the communication tools. You know, Lisa, you mentioned at the beginning, you know, we've got some amazing things going on. We've got, you know, our Verb app that's in the works. We have our text messaging functionality that is up and coming. So we're putting all of these, you know, the buzzwords, as you hear, like this omni-channel experience where you can go to, you know, the BBO, or you can go to an app, or you can go to, you know, an FAQ page. It's all coming together, Ian, to put the information where the distributors need to see it and make it as easy as possible to get that information. Because that's always a challenge, too. We might communicate something, but you know what? Maybe I'm not as computer savvy. Maybe I only use a cell phone, and imagine if I got a text of that. Or maybe I don't have time to go into the BBO and I get an email confirmation. So we're trying to be where our distributors are. And I think, Ian, you naturally will see that the communication from distributor experience will say, here's what we're seeing, because now we can report on the trends. Before we launched distributor experience, we anecdotally knew why people called, but we didn't have a system to track it. So that started this year as well.
Let's talk a little bit about the global website that just came on out and how that is going to help out the field with their own personal sales and things like that. How has it affected our experience with corporate? The what is it called again, Lisa? Come on, Lisa. What?
Distributor experience specialist.
There you go. So helping us with those issues there, was there any outstanding tickets that this global website helped us out with?
Yeah, no, this is the great segue into the website. We are, you know, on a particular project plan where we want to make it easier to do business with Beamer. And I will take the lead from the perspective of how can we make it operationally more efficient. And we've got an amazing team internally here that's looking at all the different mechanisms and how we can, you know, gradually but smartly introduce those to the field. But what this new replicated site truly gives us, Lisa and Ian, is a vision into the Beamer service future. You know, as you both know, we had some, you know, we have a web shop, we have a, you know, Beamer back office. We have a sign up, what we call portal. Now we have a replicated site. This is almost a sneak peek into what a Beamer online experience will look like. And I have received so many compliments and great responses on what a great job Beamer did launching this new site, the look and feel, the luxury feeling of the way the site is presented. So that was the goal. That was one of the goals. The second goal of this first launch is that you truly now have a sales lead tool. You can take that address, and if you have nobody associated with Beamer, you can share that web address, and they are connected to you. And you know, that's very important. You know, as we continue to grow, and I've seen this in the direct sales world, you will see other distributors who might be competing for the same customer. You will see situations where they might meet more than one, you know, potential distributor. If you've had a great conversation with that potential customer, send them your replicated site. They can take a look at it. But that site now is going to be locked to you. It's, you know, we like to talk about the cookies of the websites. I mean, that site, as soon as they open that, Ian Robb will be my distributor at Vision there. And now I'm connected to Ian. And I may not decide to look at this for another 2 months, 2 weeks, 2 days. But when I go back to that site, you know, Ian's picture is going to show up there and the customer is going to have a chance to buy. So it's really a great tool to prospect. And that would be my suggestion here in the feedback from the field is prospect. I will use this opportunity, Lisa and Ian, to just remind our listeners that if you have somebody ready to buy right now and they know Beamer, you didn't have to kind of show them your new replicated site. We also have the web shop link. If you go into your Beamer back office and you send the Beamer web shop link, that will send them directly into the web shop to place an order. That, in my opinion, is the better link to send, because sometimes with these replicated sales sites, the cookies can infiltrate that. Some people have private VPNs, and all of a sudden it won't connect with you. But your web shop is a whole different address. It's a whole different site. They can get in there, and they are buying from you. So that's some education that we'll be doing in the newsletter over the next couple months. But I can't tell you how pleased we are with the feedback on the new site, how nice it looks, how well it's been presented, and, you know, the marketing, project management, and design teams here and in Liechtenstein just did an amazing job.
You know, John, I have to say thank you, because I have to give a shout-out or to Katie out there in Greenwich, Connecticut, because she shared her link with us at the manager's call with Casey Conrad in the Northeast. And, of course, Ian had not seen it. I clicked on it, and then all of a sudden, my whole computer got taken over by her site. I was really scared and concerned. So you held my hand, and you walked me through that. So thank you.
My pleasure.
And, John, I just want to point out, like, that aspect of the new global website is not going to change, right? People are still going to, if they go to help another distributor put in an order or something like that, they're still going to have to use that change distributor button, which I think most people are educated on at the moment.
Yes, absolutely right, Lisa. And let me speak to that for a second. You know, because that is a service that I know, you know, many of our distributors as leaders provide, and I absolutely would do a lot of that myself too. But there, you know, the functionality of the way it exists is that a customer, as we all know, could go in there and create their own what we call customer card. But if a distributor wants to help a new distributor, or they would like to enter the order for their customer, go into that change distributor tab. You can then change it to the person you're working with, and that will allow you to help. So we absolutely want to help. We want to make it as easy as we can, Lisa, but I also know that we're building this so it can be scalable. You know, I love the partnership that we have with our field, and you know, I've heard too many times where, you know, the answer is not that, you know, I couldn't do it or he couldn't do it. It's like my distributor did this for me. They helped me through it. That's amazing. But I will tell you from personal experiences, as the company scales, and we all have heard Albert's vision of a Beamer in every home and every barn, it will become a little bit more difficult to do some of that managing of orders. So what are we doing? Beamer is making the commitment to give you a beautiful website that is easy to use, easy to enter orders. And this was the first phase of that vision. So a lot of great things to come. We're still working through on the site. You know, if there's any weird, you know, little bugs or anything like that, we feel like we've attacked most of them at this point. But if anything comes up like that, using the change distributor option, Lisa, we'll post it in the BBO news section.
Great, John. So here's a thought, and you were doing this a little bit, letting us get to know and learn the people with the what's that team called again, Lisa?
Distributor Experience Specialist.
Exactly. So maybe you can do that, and here's just a thought. Do it on the Facebook IBD page where you can highlight one of your
Distributor Experience Specialist.
And tell them a little bit about them, have a picture. So when you call them, it feels like it's a family member instead of just a voice. What do you think about that?
Yeah, you know, I love it, Ian. I mean, I will tell you this, social media is a major component of how we communicate with our field. I think it's something from a service delivery and experience perspective. It's an underutilized aspect of our Beamer business, partly because we haven't been completely ready to kind of embrace some of the service roles on social media, but you know, we talk about it a lot here, and I mentioned it before, how we can provide an experience where you want it, where you need it, you know, and if we can use Facebook or any of these social media sites to create that connection, even better. You know, what will happen is, you know, we have a manager's meeting coming up in March. If you haven't signed up for that, please do. But at that manager's meeting, you know, the next one after that, we're going to have people from the distributor experience team. They won't be at this meeting. I will be there, and I look forward to seeing all of you. But we are going to use that as a tool to reward our team. We want them to work that meeting, and that's because of the relationships that are being built. It's because of, you know, like you said, Ian, putting maybe a profile there, and now they can connect a name to a face. You know, the same way we handle service tickets right now. Service tickets are done, you know, via an email to us, but, you know, can we create other ways to submit service tickets? We're looking at all of that, but that face connection, that's how you deliver that it experience. So I definitely see social media playing a bigger role for sure.
Well, great. So I hear that you're going to buy the first round for all the IBDs there that show up. Is that correct?
Well, the fortunate thing, Ian, is you gave me your credit card, so we are good.
Ouch, that's for sure. All right, so we talked a little bit about Tony Geary, and he's just come aboard working with us, and I know that the corporate team went down there, and Albert's talked a lot about vision boards and about our vision and our goals. What goals do you have for this year for Beamer and for the experience?
Yeah, that's great. Great question. And, you know, I've been fortunate and to work with Tony on the Beamer team. I'll share a quick story that I've actually worked with Tony Geary before. The last company, one of my direct sales companies I worked at before, the name was Princess House. We started a journey with Tony very similar to what Beamer is doing. And if you haven't had a chance to go online and check out Tony Geary, please do. He's an amazing presenter. He motivates you just, you know, within a few minutes of being in the room with him. He makes you want to, you know, go out there and do the impossible and also do the possible. Because, you know, I think, and this is part of, you know, how the world is right now. I did some research on, you know, the transition of service relating to millennials and mobile phones. And our attentions, all of us, it's just not the same as it used to be because we're so tied to our phones. And, you know, what that typically means is that if our goal is to do X, if we don't visualize that goal, it's just not going to happen. So the vision boarding, my last company, we did the same thing. We actually created these boards, and it wasn't just work. It was life visions. And, you know, as you can imagine, most of them, you know, had family and friends, and, you know, I'd love to purchase maybe a bigger house or a new car or go on this amazing vacation. But what it also allowed us to do was it allowed us to create almost a path forward as an employee. You know, I want to be more successful. Well, how are you more successful? Well, you do these particular activities. And Tony Geary is a firm believer, and he's ingrained that on all of us here at Beamer, of high leverage activities. And these are activities that will cause the most value in how you approach things. And when I spoke about, you know, distributor experience, connecting with the field and determining how we're going to, you know, support you, that's how we look at it. We want a high leverage activity that will give you time to be successful, to go out there and grow your teams. My visions and goals, I always look at these as I aim as high as I can go. And, you know, I look at every experience as a learning experience. I consider myself self-deprecating in nature because I'm not afraid to receive feedback. And I would challenge everyone to think about that, because getting constructive feedback is one of the hardest things to hear. And usually that's because results are not where they need to be in certain areas of your life. So Tony comes in and he helps you really just kind of organize that thinking. And we've had a great experience. We just recently sent some of our top leaders to visit with Tony, and they had an amazing experience. So the company is relishing this framework, and it makes us all really understand the goal. And, you know, as much as I love for the field to call us and speak to the service team or distributor experience team, talk about, you know, a ticket, that sort of thing, I also know that I want you out there doing high leverage activities that will help you grow your business, grow your distributor count. So that's kind of the way it translates over from a Tony Geary. My vision board, I think, Ian, at the top of it is that I want to live somewhere that's warmer. And it may not be totally related to my achievements at Beamer, but my wife is fighting me every day about, she likes to live in a cold weather state, and I like to live in a warm weather state. So that is my personal vision board piece. Is I want to live in a warmer area, but professionally, I will tell you all of my objectives, and I've got quite a few, are based on experience. You know, we don't get too hung up on quantity of transactions or volume of work that someone might produce. If you can give me 10 transactions at a wow level, I'll take that over 20 transactions that are average. So we do a lot about rewards. We brought in a brand new system we call Wishlist, which is a reward and recognition system that our HR department implemented, and it's amazing. It allows me to go out there on a daily basis, almost like in a Facebook feed environment, and reward the employees for delivering a great experience. And that's what it's all about. So you'll see on my vision board, Ian, that it's all about, you know, delivering high-quality interactions at every touch point. But also, you've got to have some goals. You know, I too want to, you know, I've got young kids. I want to be able to live in a great home with them and do some amazing things. So I try, you know, we try to make it so it's interactive, because if you perform those high-leverage activities at your work life and your personal life, all of a sudden, you know, it's almost like the power of positive thinking. It all starts to come together.
Wow, very inspiring, John. So I just want to acknowledge you and the work that you've done. And, you know, people may not know, I had the opportunity to work closely with you when I was on the advisory board last year for Beamer and working on some of the things that are frustrating in the field. So some of our conversations weren't always easy. Speaking of constructive criticism, and I just want to say that, you know, what you have done and the level of wow that you are bringing to Beamer is noticeable and appreciated. So I think you might be the only person that's gotten this twice. Hold on.
Well, I can only say, well, number one, thank you, Lisa. I mean, it was a pure joy and pleasure to be able to partner with you on that. The one thing I will say about, you know, continuous improvement is that it's continuous. And, you know, you will not hear me say that we are done or we have accomplished our goal when it comes to providing an easier way to do business and providing a great experience, because the world is changing so fast. And, you know, I mentioned it earlier with the way information travels now, it's never been like this before. So, you know, you will always hear from me ways we can get better. You know, even speaking right now, we still have areas that we need to improve on, and we're doing that from a systematic perspective, and we're doing it from a training perspective. But the vision does not change, which is we need to match a luxury product with a luxury service experience. Think about the price point of a Beamer, right? What do you buy that's typically more expensive than a Beamer? Well, you have your house, maybe your car, you know, maybe a very nice family vacation. This is a big investment, and the best thing is you're investing in you. You're investing on how it makes you feel. But I'll tell you this: if I'm investing like that, Lisa, every interaction matters. And you know, I used to work in a business where we would sell, you know, maybe some, you know, $10 items, $15 items. You know, you can maybe say, okay, well, that wasn't the best experience, I'll just let that go. Not in our business. Every experience counts. And we're going to constantly improve. We're going to constantly look at how we can do it better. And if we're not great on that experience, we're going to learn from it. That's why, and I'll kind of do my own plug here, please take those surveys. Even if it seems a little bit repetitive, even if you've talked to somebody and it's another great experience, please just let me know how they did, how we're doing. And the feedback you leave for me does not have to be directly related to operations or service. It can be sales related. Maybe it's something you saw another company doing. You think we should look at it. Don't be shy about leaving me that feedback.
Awesome. Well, John, before we go, I just want to make an announcement for everybody. We do have a national sales call tonight. You definitely want to be on that. Call your teams, text your teams, and have everybody join in on that. Dr. Burka is going to be on tonight talking about a new study that has come out for the equine world. And, John, before we go, Ian has one final little gift for you. It's called the walk-off song.
Well, John, we're supposed to do it to begin with, but I got so excited to talk to you, I didn't do it. So we're going to do this, and then we're going to answer any questions that people have. They got their hands up. And this is for you, John.
Thanks, John.
Okay.
All right, John. And I don't know if you saw our announcement on our Facebook group for the IBDs. If you didn't get a copy of that picture, we'll send it to you.
Oh, I've seen it, Lisa. It's already made it made my family text as well, as I needed to show them, you know, John the Rocket Man. And, you know, that's what I love about Beamer. We, you know, we work hard and we play hard. And it's a privilege to be a part of this family. I never take that for granted. And, you know, to all of our listeners out there and distributors, you know, this business is what it is because of how you handle yourselves and how you make Beamer a part of your life. So thank you for everything that you do.
All right, John, thank you. And that will end our show for today, whatever Wednesday. We will be back next Wednesday, and I think it's a new month, so we'll have a new challenge. Yeah, I think it is. So everybody go out and make it a great day. Make sure you get on the national sales call tonight. John Rockenstein, thank you very much.
Oh, it's been my pleasure, Ian.
Today's
Lisa,
show
appreciate you both, and have a wonderful day.
Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately